You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me today as we study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, we praise and exalt you here today. Thank you for even waking us up today, Lord. We ask for your blessings now on this radio broadcast, on this study. Speak to us where we know that you speak, and that is in your word. We listen for your voice here today. Lead us and guide us, equip us and prepare us for this day, and send us out. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, I thank you for joining me here. We're about to hear slowly, I'm catching up here on the radio with what I'm preaching at church. This past Sunday, we just hit on chapter 14. My sermon was entitled, Is It I, Lord? Is It I? It's a question the disciples asked when the Lord said, surely one of you is going to betray me. And they asked that question. Even Judas asked that question, Is It I? That's where we just left off here this last Sunday. Here, we're just a couple weeks away from that. We're going through Bible prophecy here on the radio. We are going to continue chapter 13 here today. Last program, we were looking at see that no man deceives you. That is just the first couple verses in chapter 13. Today, we're moving on. Wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. That's where we're looking at here today. This will probably run 3 days here as we're continuing our look at the Lord Jesus Christ's mile markers that he throws out there for us to know, signs to know his return is near. I'm just about out of time. In the coming weeks, we're going to hear the days of Noah. That'll play when this is done. Then after that, we're going to hear the days of Lot. That'll play when that is done. Here today now, this is part one of Mark chapter 13. We're continuing our study here in the Gospel of Mark chapter 13. Now, last week we left off with verse 5 in the Lord's warning, take heed that no man deceives you. And he said that in response to a question. This is what we've been looking at last week and today, next week I'm sure. The question was, what will be the signs of your coming and of the end of the world? Now, that question in its entirety is given in Matthew, not Mark. So let's pick it up again from the top, Mark chapter 13. Now, you got to remember, as we move on, if you don't read Matthew and read the question asked in Matthew, you're going to misunderstand this. Because Mark's only recording part of the question, not the whole question. Verse 3. Now, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things will be fulfilled? Remember, that's not how it is in Matthew. He says, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? So when Jesus gives his answer, he's given answers for what are the signs of the end of the world.
But that question's not recorded here in Mark. Therefore, you might not understand his answer if you don't know what the question is. So remember that as we're going on. He's answering actually three questions. Question number one, when will this temple be destroyed? Question two, what will be the sign of your return? Question three, what will be the sign of the end of the world? Verse 6, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and will deceive many. New King James says, I am, what does it say there? He. Notice the Christ, or he, is in italics in your Bible. Do you see that? Meaning the translators have added it for clarity. This should read, many will come in my name, saying, I am. So, what's the significance? Why just say, I am? Well, I am is the name of God, both Old Testament and New. God said to Moses, back in Exodus chapter 3, when he asked him, he says, what's your name, God? What should I tell the people your name is? What did he say? This is what God said to him in the original language, or in Greek at least. God said to Moses, Ego eimi ho om, which is, I am the being. That's how the Greek Old Testament reads. Awesome, think about it. God, who are you? I am the being. Wow. Now, Jesus said to the Jews, 1,400 years later, Jesus said to the Jews, Prin Abraham genestai ego eimi. And then the Jews picked up stones to throw at him. Why? He called himself Jehovah. Jehovah's Witnesses. I read that one to the witnesses when they knock on my door. They run for their dear lives when they leave my house. He called himself God. He applied the name of Jehovah from Exodus to himself. I am. You are. He is. Not even I am something, but just I am. Try that on for a name. Let me try that. What's your name, Pastor? Well, I am. You gotta say something. Right? You can't stop there. I am. Still waiting. But God says, I am. Similarly, is the word logos in Greek. The name for Jesus. In the beginning, anarche anho logos. In the beginning was the word. But the word logos means ology in English, which is the study of something. But here we go again. The study of what? Nothing. He's the ology. There's nothing that follows after that. He's not the study of something. He's the something. It's like I am. You're not I am something. You are. That's everything. That's good enough. I am. You don't need to follow that with anything else. Same as the word. He is theology. That is, he's everything. Or a double whammy, Christology. Christology. Figure that one out. And send me an email when you do. The name of God. Now, with that in mind, Jesus says, many will come in my name saying, Ego eimi. Not I am he. Don't do this, translators. That word he shouldn't be in your Bible. The word Christ shouldn't be in your Bible. I am. It's the name of God. Many will come saying, I am. And then, with all the fools there are in the world, what does it say? and will deceive many. Look at all the knuckleheads today that deceive all these people. This Jim Jones, you know Jim Jones? He had 912 people that drank cyanide Kool-Aid because this fish-eyed fool called himself Jesus. And 1,000 people believed him. How is Jesus coming back? In a cloud. Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. As lightning shines to the east and the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. That's two. You want three? Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you will so come again in like manner. But here's a guy over here giving you cyanide to drink, calling himself Jesus. Jesus isn't coming back to kill you. For that matter, Jesus isn't coming back to save you. He's already came here to save people. He's coming back the next time in judgment. Where's that in the Bible? 2 Thessalonians. When Jesus comes again, he's coming in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on all those that don't know God or are obedient to his word. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Don't be mistaken how he's coming back. He's coming back in judgment. He won't spit in his eye anymore. He won't crucify him anymore. He won't rip his flesh and tear his beard out anymore. He's coming back in majesty. And he won't be treated that way. We'll bow the knee to him. That's how he's coming back. So, do not be deceived. That's about kind of where we left off. Verse 7, more signs will know the return of Christ is near. When ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. All right, I've got a list, probably 7 things here. First 2 warnings, don't be deceived. Many will come in my name saying, I am. Number 3, wars. Verse 8. For nation will rise up against nation. Now remember, what's the Greek word for nation? I've heard me say it. Ethnos, meaning ethnic group. Not nation, ethnic group. Let's read the verse. For ethnic group will rise up against ethnic group. Where am I at? I'm in Mark chapter 13, verse 8. The Greek word for nation is ethnos. Like when you go in and apply for a marriage license, they ask you ethnicity. And what do you put on there? White, black, Caucasian? Ethnic group will rise up against ethnic group. Now do you understand what this verse means? Is this happening today?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.